The week that was on the K92 morning thing. Sometimes the memories, I block them out.
Yes.
I don't want to remember
them. Sometimes you have to do that.
And then the pain comes back up like a psychotherapist session. And that is what we're dealing with as part of the top moments of the week. But first, we deal with something. Antoine expressed hate toward me. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with this hate in your heart that you have toward me.
Okay.
Because I, too, have the exact same hate in my heart toward me.
That's not down, Tom. It's too competitive. You need to just sit outside.
Sit outside.
And look, it's fall. It's autumn.
It's dark out. I don't want to.
Watch the leaves just fall from the tree.
That's just watching chores develop. I'm like, look at all the things you're going to have to clean up.
I've decided, Zach, I hate your brain.
You hate my brain?
Your brain is the worst. Like, I know you hate your brain.
I hate it, too.
I now hate your brain.
You should.
Your brain never allows you to just chill.
It's the worst. It does not enjoy enjoyment.
I hate you, Zach's brain.
I hate you, too, Zach's brain.
I hate myself.
I like when we agree on things, though.
Yeah.
Your brain is the worst.
It is the worst. I tell it that all the time. It never helps. It's supposed to be my BFF, my number one ally. And it screws me over constantly. Makes me forget things. Causes all of this unnecessary thinking for no good reason. Stupid brain. Now, sometimes I try to use my powers for good as we continue to count down in the top moments of the week. I try to use my brain to help provide information to the world. Maybe to someone listening to this show. Maybe someone on this show. Maybe someone I'm married to. And I try to help her go to the farmer's market for me, and I write out all sorts of instructions that ended up being completely useless in the end. Isaac typed out grocery shopping directions for my wife. Don't you shake your head at me. Don't you shake your head at me.
In my head, you did it on a typewriter.
Dearest wife, to whom it may concern. Yeah.
Was that really necessary, though?
Let me tell you why it wasn't necessary, y'all, because I took some time over the weekend. I was going to be out of town, and I would not be able to attend the farmer's market. So I provide to her a very helpful email, and I spent a solid 10 to 20 minutes typing up something that she never opened. She never opened it and never read it.
Oh, no.
Nope. She comes home. She goes, oh, I just realized you sent me this long email about the farmer's market. Yes, I did.
Salt in the wounds, too, where she says, it looks like you spent a lot of time on it.
I bet you if I would have read this, it would have helped out a lot.
I could have actually done some of the things that are on this list. Well, I'll be darned. Well, it all comes down to this therapy session. Antoine, I had blocked this out. I don't know if you had blocked this out.
I can't even remember now.
It involved you.
What did I do?
And it involved me.
What did you do?
What did we do to each other? That's what happened.
Oh.
Yeah. All the way back to the hot seat. Yes. Oh, yes.
No. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. Monica posed this horrible question.
Zach, you are forced to bite something off of Antoine. What is it?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Time out. I made a noise while you were saying that out loud. There was. Wait a minute. Say it one more time.
What? Zach, you are forced to bite something off Antoine. What are you biting off and why?
Don't look at me when you're thinking about this. Just close your eyes.
I'm trying to figure out what to bite, but close my eyes and I got a picture.
Antoine, no, it's actually, you need to close your eyes and prepare for the bite. That's what it is.
Oh, God. Okay.
Just let me die.
All right.
Let me stay trapped in the basement.
I apologize for what I'm about to say, but I feel like it's the best for both of us.
I'm listening.
Because I could bite one of your fingers off.
You could.
But then you only have 9 fingers. And that to me is much more debilitating once we get out of whatever this is. And again, we part ways and never speak again. We're done here. Okay? You and I,
we're out. Once you put your teeth on me, it's over. It's a wrap.
Exactly. This is a goodbye bite, just so you know. So I apologize in advance, Antoine, but I will be biting off one of your nipples.
I know.
Okay. And that could be quick and easy.
I can't even
you
go
can
shirtless.
Sew it back up.
Yeah, but you know what? You can still give comfortable high fives and handshakes. So I feel like this is for the best.
I blocked it out. Now here we are again.
I'm feeling the trauma all over, as if that was live and you were saying that for the first time right then.
But that's what life is all about. Reliving trauma. Just being surrounded in trauma.
Reminded
that's what life is all about now. Just waking up, lather, rinse, repeat. Do it again.